Singing Cowboy.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. If you're not a criminal and you need a job, the Maryland Department of Corrections has just the thing for you. It's been struggling for some time to fill a severe need for prison guards. There are currently 600 openings for corrections officers, but the state's not been able to attract enough applicants who can pass a polygraph test and background check. The officers' union's demanding the state step up recruiting because the shortage is putting both employees and inmates at risk. What can be learned from yesterday's active shooter drill that was mistaken for the real thing at Joint Base Andrews?
This was a case of if you see something, say something. But are we getting too hyper-vigilant about reporting anything that seems suspicious? Former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino says we're not.
There have been very few of these incidents, thankfully. We've seen a couple, but most of them have been warranted. I mean, you did have a shooting on the grounds of the White House not very long ago.
But he says in the future, when active shooter drills are planned,
we have to be really, really careful to make sure that those plans are put out to people in the know.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A long list of new laws, many of them involving guns, take effect today in Virginia.
Domestic abusers are now required to give up their guns under court order. A cop will be posted at every gun show to do voluntary background checks. Concealed carry permits from outside Virginia will now be honored in Virginia. Among the other miscellaneous laws now in the books, it is against the law now to smoke in a car that has a child under 9 inside, though cops have to have another reason to pull you over first. Slingshot hunting, now legal as long as you're not targeting deer, bear, elk, or turkey. And lawmakers, after finding out girls as young as 13 were getting married to older men, have now set a minimum age to get married, 16, with a judge's approval. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Maryland, the gas tax has increased by nearly a penny a gallon as we reach July 1st. Also,
the price of an E-ZPass transponder is lower as of today, down $1.50 in Maryland, as one of the 155 fee reductions and eliminations across state government that Governor Larry Hogan announced back in May.
The transponders are dropping from $9 to $7.50.
And Cheryl Sparks with Maryland Transportation says, while they're hoping that more people will use E-ZPass,
toll collectors at our facilities are going to be needed. There's not a solid plan in place right now to go to all electronic tolling.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Feeling lucky this holiday weekend? Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the 10th largest in U.S. history, $415 million. But don't bet on someone hitting it tonight. The last winner was in March. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 1729, the NASDAQ at 4842. In sports,
Espinosa takes a shot. Deep left center. See you later. He's done it from both sides of the plate. And the Nationals lead 13-1.
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson as Danny Espinosa follows his second career Grand Slam with a three-run shot to lead the Nats over the Reds. The O's seven-game win streak ends in Seattle, and Coastal Carolina upsets Arizona to win the College World Series. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Would you like to look forward to Monday morning? Actually get excited about work? At WMAL, some people here don't even consider it work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment. Radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcast. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Chris Plant, Mark Levin, and me, Larry O'Connor. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@WMAL.com. 202-895-2444 or email sales@WMAL.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Fantastic. The ride out of Frederick. No problems. No delays through Urbana and Hyattstown. The crash that we did have in Germantown gone. The delays have eased as well. Top side of the Beltway a little bit better than normal, but you'll hit the volume right as you pass New Hampshire Avenue around toward George Avenue. 29 has been a good trip heading in toward White Oak and down to Four Corners. Now let's get you in through town. We're 50 and the BW Parkway through Chevrolet is delay free. You will hit the volume. DC 295. I'm looking at that just past Eastern Avenue. Looks like the crash is just past East Capitol Street or broken down. Crews are on their way to check it out, see if there's anything blocking there. Onto the Wilson Bridge we go. Back near Route 5, Branch Avenue to get you through Temple Hills before you get to St. Barnabas Road. They were trying to get an incident out of the roadway there. Tree down 66 inside the Beltway. Watch for delays before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel. The right lane of two remains blocked. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today at the 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 69 in Dumfries, 63 in Bowie, 73 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by GarageDoorRepair.com. There are two big names we know of on Donald Trump's VP shortlist. Find them out right now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL. It's where Washington comes to talk, and it's where you come to start your holiday weekend off right with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Tom Bergeron of Dancing with the Stars. He's hosting the Capitol 4th celebration. We'll talk to him about it. 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And we'll talk about a case that's happening right now. You know, there's so many of these cases where people are trying to get information about what was going on in the Clinton administration. I'm sorry, the Clinton Department of State back in the day. And so a group called Citizens United has asked for some documents, and they got some bad news yesterday. that's really bad news. David Bossie is the president of Citizens United. He joins us now on the line. David, first of all, let's talk about exactly what it is that you are seeking. What information are you trying to get, and why do you think this information is important?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Citizens United's been, it's been about a 2.5 year odyssey so far to try to get information out of the State Department related to Hillary Clinton's running her own operation for her own benefit. And that, what I mean by that is there's two organizations out there, the Clinton Foundation and then this private company called Tenio that they seem to have a lot of influence over and a lot of things.
It's a public affairs company, is that right?
That's what they say. So we've been trying to systematically get material out because we believe the American people have the right to know about it. And we've been working through the FOIA process, which is you file a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information request. We've done that. The State Department and Justice Department ignore our requests. 6 months, a year, year and a half go by, and then we have to sue. We sue them, and we get into court. And now we are in this particular case. It's really kind of funny. We've been into, I think, probably a year-long, maybe longer process of the courts, and we've had a court-ordered document production schedule that's, I think we're 4 or 5 months into. Their last day, they've been giving us documents once a month for the last 4 months. In 3 weeks' time, July, I believe, 21st, is their deadline to finish giving us all the documents they have for this particular case. And they now yesterday say, or the day before yesterday, come and say it's going to take us 2.5 years longer to actually go through this material and get it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Two and a half years. Yeah. 2.5 years.
And this is so, from the day you started this process until now, it's already been 2 years, right?
Oh, it's been, yes. Now, we have, and to be fair, we have about between 40 and 45 FOIAs, about 14 different lawsuits going on at all times for different material. This particular one, we filed, you know, well over a year ago. It's been in the courts. We've had a court-ordered production schedule for the last 6 months. Hmm. So they're just getting to the end of that, and now they're playing beat the clock. They want to get past November. They are protecting, the Justice Department and the State Department are jointly protecting Hillary Clinton in these matters. And so you see the Attorney General of the United States go and meet with the President of the United States, Barack Obama, in the White House. You see, you know, right at a time when he's talking that day about the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton, he's meeting with her. Then Loretta Lynch meets on the tarmac a couple of days ago with Bill Clinton, by the way, the person who gave her her start in life. Bill Clinton in the 90s appointed Loretta Lynch to her first job as a U.S. attorney at the Justice Department. So she's beholden to the Clintons. She's actually a Clinton appointee, not an Obama person. So this stinks. This is one of the reasons, this is one of the typical reasons why the American people are so fed up with government. They're so fed up with why things are the way they are and why they don't think the government works, why they think politicians are corrupt. And it's one of the reasons that Donald Trump, you know, wins the nomination.
Our guest is David Bossie, Citizens United, one of the most tenacious men in the Washington area. And always good to have you, David. Everyone's talking about how it was inappropriate for Loretta Lynch to meet with Hillary Clinton's husband, you know, because Hillary Clinton is under investigation. But you shed a whole lot of light here with this thing. Let's be clear here. The day after this meeting, the Justice Department told you and a federal judge that they would not be releasing these emails related to the Clinton Foundation that's run by Bill Clinton. And the FBI is investigating the commingling of funds and possible favors to Clinton donors. While Hillary Clinton was at the State Department, the Clinton Foundation donors, of course, Bill Clinton himself. Isn't it fair to say that he, as the head of the Clinton Foundation, is also under investigation by Loretta Lynch?
Oh, there's no question about that. And I think that is a very good point, and it's one of the things that we're going to be focused on in coming days is, let's just be clear. There are ethics issues for Loretta Lynch to deal with here. She, you know, as Attorney General, the appearance of impropriety, the appearance of a conflict of interest is staggering here. And I think that we have to be very, you know, and she's going to have to be a little bit more circumspect on what she does over the next 4 months.
Yeah, she sort of brushed off any suggestion, you know. She's, oh, come on, it was 30 minutes. We talked about personal things. We never touched on any of these matters.
Trust us, we've never really done anything wrong. And look, I was the chief investigator for Congress in the 90s investigating the Clintons. The reason that I knew to start this process 2.5 years ago was because I've done this before. I've seen this act before, which is run out the clock, beat the clock. And if they get into office, this thing goes away. That's what they want. They need to get past November 8th at all costs.
And so you think that the fix is in? I mean, it doesn't give you much. We've heard today, for example, the New York Times is reporting that Loretta Lynch will say later today in Aspen that she will accept whatever recommendation comes her way from the FBI director and the career prosecutors with regard to the email investigation, that she is going to sort of walk away and just accept whatever recommendation comes. That's what she has said, or what apparently will say later today. But do you get a sense that the fix is in? Because, I mean, everything that you've outlined here suggests that they're dragging their feet in a very political way.
In a very deliberate way.
Yes.
Very, very deliberate. This is not an accident. This isn't something where good people, and there are good people that work in government, there are good people that do these jobs, that, oh, this is not an innocent act. And that's, if it was, which has happened over the years, we would recognize it and we would say, this is what we're going to do to fix it, and this is how we want to do this, and the judge would agree.
Well, in this particular case, the decision, it will be made by a judge, and we have seen other cases where the judges have sort of lost their patience with the State Department and the Justice Department on these matters. What's your sense about your judge?
Well, we don't know. This judge has gone both ways. We've had this judge on multiple cases, so we don't really put it on the judge at the moment. We're putting it on the Justice Department and the State Department and Loretta Lynch. And look, Loretta Lynch, can say all she wants that she's going to abide by the FBI recommendation. Let's make sure that we all understand between the FBI director, Jim Comey, and Loretta Lynch are several people who are in the decision-making pipeline who are political appointees of Barack Obama and work for Loretta Lynch. So this thing stinks to high heaven. Loretta Lynch is the most I watched Janet Reno operate. I thought she was the most political attorney general ever. I saw Eric Holder operate. I thought he, set a new bar. This woman is incredible at what she'll stop at nothing to protect Hillary Clinton. And that's what I see. That's where I think this is headed. And I think that's why we've called for multiple times over the last year an independent litigator, an independent counsel, someone at DOJ who will not answer to her at all, or the president. They answer to only a three-judge panel, and that's what we think would be the best thing.
Maryland's own David Bosty, Citizens United. Great to have you, David. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hey.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go this morning. Great. Virginia, just a little bit of volume in Annandale. Wide open through Tysons to the Legion Bridge. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. The crash wasn't with us for too long, but it's given us delays here. On the Interloop, St. Barnabas Road now to the shoulder, but delays are before Route 5. Once you get past the activity, then the pace actually does get better heading toward the Wilson Bridge. The 295 northbound, good shape, passing the Naval Research Lab. Lanes open on the inbound 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, where I am seeing some problems brewing coming out of the district. If you're coming on the outbound 14th Street Bridge to go onto the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway, right near the Humpback Bridge, looks like we have an incident in the way. And Brian and Larry, the problem with this tree on 66, I am seeing some progress. They now have a cherry picker there. 66 eastbound, before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel, as part of that tree is hanging over the sound wall, and they couldn't get to it, so now they're just trying to take care of the entire tree so they take care of the safety of the commuters. One lane gets by, delays through Arlington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon. Look out, a few of those storms may be severe. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, we'll still have some thunderstorms early and then mostly clear after midnight, low 69 overnight. Here's your weekend forecast for the big Independence Day celebration. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 85. Sunday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid 80s. And then Monday, we'll have highs in the low 80s, but we might have some rain developing in the afternoon. We'll keep an eye on that. It's 73 degrees right now in the nation's capital. It's 7:18.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Coming soon to your United States military, General Caitlyn Jenner. Well, all right, maybe that's overstating the case a bit. But yesterday, just a couple of weeks after the bloodiest terror attack on United States soil since September 11th, mere days after a bloody terrorist attack at the hands of ISIS in Istanbul, that now the death toll is up to 44 on that attack, and just 6 months after another bloody ISIS terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, as our brave men in special operations are over in Iraq and Syria trying to take a dent into our ISIS enemies, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made this very critically important statement on our national security.
We're ending the ban on transgender Americans in the United States military. Effective immediately, transgender Americans may serve openly. and they can no longer be discharged or otherwise separated from the military just for being transgender.
If these disgusting Neanderthal radical Islamic terrorists who enjoy chopping people's heads off for one reason or another, or leaving bloody corpses in the street because they don't believe in their twisted theology, if they ever laugh, and I doubt they do laugh because these are probably the most joyless people ever created on the planet Earth. But if they are ever to laugh at anything, I'm pretty sure they are laughing right now that the United States military, through the Obama administration's fine leadership, has decided to make this a priority right now.
I just think it is such a minuscule issue in the grand scheme of things. It impacts so absolutely few people that I don't understand why so much effort is being put into it. When it's not like we don't have other things we need to be focused on. I would prefer that our military, you know, be a little less concerned about the social justice ramifications of a couple of people and a lot more focused on killing ISIS.
Yeah.
That's what I want them to do.
And listen, if they say they want this to be their policy, that's fine. And by the way, I think we should have an open debate about it, whether this really should be the policy. But if this ends up being the policy, fine. Why give the big press conference at the Pentagon?
I can tell you why.
Why make such sanctimonious statements about it? The whole, this is what we stand for. Ash Carter said, you know, these are the ideals and the values that our men and women in the military have fought for since the founding of our nation. And if we're going to fight for these ideals, then we have to live by these ideals. And I'm paraphrasing him, but that's basically what he said. It's like, okay, fine. If you want this to be the new policy that we're going to lift the ban on transgender individuals in the military,
right,
send out a press release and let's get on with defending our country and killing the bad guys.
Right.
But the grandstanding with all the sanctimony was just obviously they have much different priorities and much higher things on their list.
This
than
resonates
killing our
well
enemies.
With certain demographics of the Democratic Party. That's what this is all about, and it's a payback to their support over the years. And you couldn't do it early in the Obama administration because there would have been too much of a hue and cry. But now that Obama's on his way out, he's a lame duck. There's nothing to lose. He's gonna pay back the people who have been so supportive of him over the years. This is blatantly political, and I don't like it when our Pentagon gets tied up in politics. I want them to be focused on national security and killing the bad guys.
So what's happened to Ash Carter? And can we dispense with, every time we talk about Ash Carter, it seems like it's boilerplate and it must be done all across this city. Everyone in Washington, D.C. inside the Beltway who has a microphone at their disposal or a camera, they always have to say, well, you know, I have great respect for Ash Carter and I believe that he's a very straightforward guy and he tells it like it is and he has our nation's best interest. Can we stop with that now? Can we stop with that now? Because Ash Carter has single-handedly gone in the same month that we have had a deadly, murderous terrorist attack inspired by our radical Islamic enemies. He has decided to prioritize transgender policy in the U.S. military. The man has different priorities, and I'm not sure they're necessarily defending our country. I don't think that's number one. Otherwise, this would not be such a big deal for him. It's 7:22 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. You're going to get prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt, by the way, is also proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That's going to thank the heroes serving in our military and serving our community, and boy, do they deserve it. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Now, you've heard me talk about it, but I just want you to let it sink in for a minute so it just doesn't wash over you for a moment. Imagine this, when you go and make your deal with Ted Britt, and you know it's going to be a good deal because they've been around 57 years, you're always going to get a good deal with a dealership that's been around that long. But then when you drive off the lot, you're not going to have any concerns about whether your vehicle is going to live up to the standard that you want it to live up to, because every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That is confidence right there. Visit one of the 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers. At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Anthony Rendon.
Oh, what a play by Anthony Rendon!
Led third baseman in putouts.
Unbelievable reach!
Connect. National Reds. The series continues today at 5:30 on Messin. Wilson Ramos.
The ball's still going, and it's out of here.
His bat savaged the Reds and salvaged a series. Connect. Nationals Reds. The series concludes Sunday at 1 on Messin.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, get out of that left lane before the beltway. Fire truck ahead of you trying to stop at the scene of the crash. Eastbound 66 before the beltway. A lot of people right behind that fire truck trying to squeeze now into the lane beside. And a little tricky here. 66, you lose the left side now. Eastbound prior to the beltway. And here comes another fire truck. So please make room for the responders. Three fire trucks. Oh, Larry, Brian, this is just getting intense here. Okay, let's go inside the Beltway where they're dealing with the tree branches that are down 66 East. Before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel, the right lane of 2 remains blocked. And we're okay around the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, a little bit lighter than normal. Wilson Bridge, Interloop near St. Barnabas Road, that crash to the shoulder. And then beyond near 210, just to stop and go to cross the bridge span. On the trip top side of the Beltway, Outer Loop near New Hampshire to George Avenue. And 270, a fantastic ride out of Frederick, down through to the Beltway with light volume. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today up to 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now, 727. Just one quick follow-up on that, because people might think I was being harsh on our Secretary of Defense by saying that by prioritizing transgender issues, he's taking the eye off the ball of defending our enemies. Hey, listen, he had a moment. Obviously, the White House is pressing him on this, and Ash Carter had a moment where he could have either said, okay, Mr. President, I'll go ahead and I'll make this a priority. Or he could have said, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry here, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. And he could have stepped down, because guess what? Three men before him have done so. Robert Gates stepped down. Leon Panetta stepped down. Chuck Hagel stepped down. He's the fourth guy to take this job. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all.
One other thing. Listen to this. Now, after this Orlando terrorist attack at the Pulse nightclub there, FBI is now telling all of the agencies involved down there, local, county, state agencies, that if they get any record requests from media outlets for 911 calls and internal, the FBI is telling them to deny all of those requests until they finish their investigation.
What business is that of theirs? That's public record.
They want it denied. They don't want it to mess up their opportunity to rewrite history and tell us that this was some sort of hate crime or some sort of spurned lover situation instead of the Islamic terrorist attack that it was.
It's 7:28.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you can't tune into our show every Sunday morning, you can stay connected by downloading our app onto your smartphone or iPad. You'll get linked to the latest Wise Investor shows, as well as our midweek podcasts, whenever you want. You can also get more frequent updates from our easy-to-use library on our website. If you haven't already, please check it all out from your smartphone or iPad at thewiseinvestorgroup.com. Be a better informed wise investor. Stay connected and stay informed.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Coming up on WMAL, a whole slew of new laws that you're going to have to deal with now that it's July 1st in Virginia and Maryland. We'll tell you all about them. And also,
I can't wait for
Brian
this.
Wilson's favorite topic of the day, Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Sings cowboy songs.
You'll hear it here.
It's going to be great.
WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. We're not exactly warm and fuzzy with Russia these days, but the U.S. is working with Vladimir Putin to work together to fight terrorism in Syria.
The U.S. is discussing inside the Obama administration offering a plan to Russia to try and agree to coordinate intelligence and coordinate on airstrikes inside Syria. But the big if is whether Bashar al-Assad will agree to stop bombing rebel groups, stop bombing U.S.-backed rebels.
Correspondent Barbara Starr at the Pentagon. In the wake of this week's Supreme Court ruling knocking down tough abortion laws in Texas, Planned Parenthood says it'll use that ruling to challenge laws in 8 states, including Virginia. A federal judge has now also overturned a new abortion law in Florida just hours before it was set to take effect. And Mississippi's new state law allowing merchants and government employees to deny service to same-sex couples on religious grounds has also been set aside by a federal judge. It doesn't rain much in the desert, but when it does, it pours. Floodwaters caused by thunderstorms raced at 30 miles an hour down busy streets near the Las Vegas Strip. At least 7 people had to be rescued from the rushing waters. Nothing says the 4th of July weekend in America like a food-eating contest. Molly Schuyler of Nebraska will be at Z Burger in Tenleytown this morning to defend the title she won last year.
Last year, Molly, she's the best female eater in the world, and she ate 28 burgers in 10 minutes.
Peter Tabibian owns Z-Burger. If you turn out for the noontime contest, they'll give you a burger just for watching, and asset not included. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,929, the NASDAQ at 48,42. In sports, the Nats beat the Reds 13-4 thanks to a pair of homers by Danny Espinosa, including a grand slam. The Orioles fall in Seattle. Coastal Carolina wins the College World Series, upsetting Arizona. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malmö and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown, Canal Road, right as you come off of the M Street near the Whitehurst Freeway. Watch for police to direct you around the crash. Seeing a little bit of volume starting to form coming off of the Key Bridge, just to check it out. And also as you come off of the Whitehurst Freeway. On 66 eastbound, before you get into the Roslyn Tunnel, still trying to clear the large branches that have come down across the sound barrier wall. 66 east, the right lane of 2 remains blocked after 29 Lee Highway, again before the Roslyn Tunnel. George Washington Parkway, we have a broken down that's stalling the commute coming out of D.C. off of the freeway and over the outbound 14th Street Bridge to go north on the George Washington Parkway, right as you pass the Humpback Bridge, one lane still blocked. 395, just a little bit of volume through Landmark. Beltway's in better shape than normal morning commute. Just a little bit of volume through Annandale. Topside through Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge. Enter at St. Barnabas. Crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early on this Friday. It's during the afternoon that an approaching front may trigger some strong thunderstorms. The high will climb to 86. Rain will end tonight with a low of 68. A partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s, then a few showers on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 67 in Woodbridge, 68 in Gaithersburg, 73 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This is Mornings on the Mall, where you go to start your holiday weekend off the right way. 805.
I love this hippie music.
Tom Bergeron of Dancing with the Stars. He's going to be hosting the Capitol 4th. He'll join us. At 835, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel will join us. That's plenty coming up. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And also, Jean-Luc Picard sings cowboy songs. You forgot that.
Well, his name is Patrick Stewart. You
know? I know, but it's going to be great. Okay, listen. You know what today is? Look at your calendar. Today is the middle of the year. It's July 1st, 7-1. Half of the year is behind us. Half of the year is still to go. But you know what happens on July 1st? A lot of times you have new laws that go into effect in the middle of the year. And that is the case today. And, you know, because I want to just warn you, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's what I hear.
All the time you hear this. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
And that's right. Unless you're Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton.
It was permitted. Or
the Attorney General of the United States.
Yeah.
Ignorance of the law and ethics rules apparently are something you can ignore, and ignorance is bliss in those particular cases. But anyway,
I had no idea I wasn't allowed to use my own private email server. It never occurred to me.
I never had any idea that it was unethical for me to meet with a former president when he's the subject of an investigation. investigation.
See, there you go.
Someone
needs to pass a very specific law about that.
It's like that Steve Martin. I didn't know that bank robbery was illegal. All right. So anyway, there's some. You have no ignorance here because I'm going to inform
That's
you.
Right.
You now have all the information.
Consider yourself informed.
You're going to be informed now. You ready?
Your new laws.
First of all, you need to know that one of the things that's happening effective today is that in D.C. and Maryland, the minimum wage is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go up more in the years ahead. But right now in D.C., it goes up a buck from $10.50 to $11.50. In Montgomery County, it was $9.55. It's going to $10.75, so $1.20. Increase okay. in the minimum wage in Montgomery County. Now, if you're not in Montgomery County, but also in Maryland, you're also seeing a 50-cent raise in the minimum wage. It goes from $8.25 to $8.75.
Okay.
So there you go.
And what about Virginia?
I don't see anything that says that the minimum wage is going up in Virginia.
In an unrelated story, more businesses are planning to move to Virginia.
That's right. Just saying. Look, in Virginia, it used to be, until today, that if you were a young couple, let's say a young girl and a young boy aged 16 or 17.
Star-crossed lovers.
And you were and you decided that, you know, this was the one for you, that if you got your parents' blessings, you could go get married at 16. Did
you
know that?
If you got your parents' blessings at the age of 16, you could get married.
Mm-hmm. And it happens occasionally.
Okay.
But that's no longer the case. Because in the Commonwealth of Virginia, you cannot marry until you're 18.
But yesterday, if you were 16 years old, you could get married.
If you had your parents' blessings.
Now today, if you are cousins, can you still get married
in Virginia? I don't know. Right. I don't know. That's a different matter altogether.
Just checking.
Okay.
Asking for a friend,
are you? Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
Here's some pretty hot cousins.
There's another law in Virginia. If you are in a car.
Because the way you said it, when you ask your parents' permission, sounds like they've got the same parents or something. Your own individual.
All parents had to sign off.
Okay.
They had to sign off.
Both sets of parents.
Yes.
Of the two non-related 16-year-olds.
That's right.
Who wanted to get married in Virginia.
Yeah. Are you clear on it now?
And only today is it now no longer legal.
18.
That's remarkable.
Right. May I move on?
Please do.
In Commonwealth of Virginia today, if you're in your car and you open up the door and the said door happens to impede the pathway of a bike. In other words, if you door a biker.
Yeah. Which happens more than you'd think.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a $50 fine.
What, they've reduced it? Hardly anything.
It's a $50 fine, my friend, and it might be worth it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you know, I don't like that.
Just because someone's riding a bike, you're going to open your door on them? And
I don't like the bicyclists, you know that.
All of them?
Just most of them.
You have biclephobia.
Maybe so.
Is what you are.
It is illegal now in the Commonwealth of Virginia to smoke in a car if there is a child in the car who is under the age of 8 years old.
Yeah.
But on the eighth birthday, you can just light them up.
Yeah, we don't care.
After that kid turns 8 years and 1 day, or I guess maybe when he turns 9,
mm-hmm.
I would suppose. I guess you're covered.
That's probably
through the
9 year old and
9 year and
they
one
could care.
Day.
They couldn't care less
that's
about
right.
the cleanliness
you
of can, your kid's lungs after
right.
that.
You
yeah.
can just light
Go
them up.
Go ahead.
Folks.
In fact, let them smoke a pack yourself.
That's
it doesn't
right.
matter at that point.
In Maryland, the gas tax.
It's not like they can get married.
And, you know, not unless they're 18 now.
No.
In Maryland, gas tax goes up about a penny. It's 0.9. I don't know why they just don't round it up. To a penny.
Talk about a dog bites man story. In Maryland, a tax is going up.
That's right. The Maryland tax part of a gallon of gas will now be 33.5 cents
wow.
on the gallon.
Yeah.
So, you know, the 33.5 cents on the gallon is going to the state of Maryland. That's been in the works for some time, but there is some good news in the state of Maryland because we have an enlightened Republican governor there, and he has reduced 34 different fees in the state effective today. So, hey, go out and do something that requires a fee. You'll save some money.
Can I just say one in Virginia that's near and dear to my heart? A new law regulating fantasy sports industry, specifying that fantasy sports betting is not illegal gambling, becomes law today. So Terry McAuliffe signed this bill. It formally legalizes and regulates sites such as FanDuel, DraftKings, and requiring them to pay $50,000 initial registration fee. But it's saying, you know, go for it.
Go for it.
It is being regulated, but go for it.
And PG County, no fracking.
That'd be Prince George's County?
That's Prince George's County, no fracking.
Is there a lot of fracking going on out there?
I don't think there's any fracking that goes on. I could be wrong, but I don't know of any fracking, but you can't do it now because it's against the law.
You know what? I'm just going to declare right now, WMAL Studios, we are a full fracking zone. You can come on in here and frack to your heart's delight.
No, I doubt that they would allow that.
But you can. That's illegal to frack in here?
I don't know, but...
Who's going to stop us?
I don't know.
Exactly. Well, come on in and frack.
That's right.
We're
going to
be fracking all day long in here.
That's what we do every day
for
about 4 hours. We frack around a lot.
It's 744 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'll be hauled into a meeting about that one. When it's time to sell your home, choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, guess what? He'll just buy it from you. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand. And on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees get you. When Frank listed Lord and Norman Silver Spring Home, it sold in 6 days flat. That's the power of Frank Prindle. If you need more proof, the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. You see that all agents are not the same. So please call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Stand down. 66 eastbound at the Beltway. That crash quickly resolved. In fact, the last police car that was on the shoulder, I'm watching them merge back into a 66 eastbound and move along. Nothing even to check out. So eastbound 66, you're much better approaching the Capitol Beltway. Stand up actually is where we're dealing with the problem still, is with the tree limbs that have come down on 66 inside the Beltway before the Roslyn Tunnel. Crews still working for the cleanup there. The right lane of 2 remains blocked. Broken down car on the George Washington Parkway jams the commute trying to get out of D.C. and across the 14th Street Bridge. Northbound George Washington Parkway right as you pass the Humpback Bridge still blocks the right lane of 2. DC 295 heading south past East Capitol Street for the volume to the Wilson Bridge inner loop near St. Barnabas Road. That crash was moved to the shoulder and outer loop near Rich Marlboro out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms should develop this afternoon ahead of a cold front with a high near 86. Rain will exit tonight with a low of 68, then a partly cloudy weekend with highs in the mid-80s. A few showers may pop up on the 4th. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:46.
You know, we always have this big debate on Mornings in the Mall, which captain did you like, Star Trek captain, and Heather, she's a big Kirk guy.
Heather Hunter, our executive producer. I've always been
a fan of Jean-Luc Picard. I mean, I like Captain Kirk. I like, you know, William Shatner's portrayal of Captain Kirk, but I really love Jean-Luc Picard.
I'd like Jean-Luc Picard as well, but, you know, my wife Meredith has had an influence on me. I've got to say the commander of Babylon 5 is starting to grow on me. Mm. I know that's not a Star Trek franchise, but Babylon 5, a very underrated show. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
But, you know, Patrick Stewart is a great actor. He was a Shakespearean actor. He has incredible classic acting chops, and he brought that to the next generation.
And a fantastic voice.
But yesterday, I just stumbled into this, and it made me giggle, and it made me laugh. It was the funniest thing that I've seen in a long time.
All right.
Because Sir Patrick Stewart now literally has an album out, and the album is Sir Patrick Stewart Sings Cowboy Songs. For example...
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, raw.
Well, he's good.
Through rain, wind, and weather.
Why is this? This isn't funny.
It's great.
He's got a great voice.
His singing is actually great. Listen.
Terrific singer.
Ride him in raw.
And then he cracks the whip.
Is England's
anyway, so this actually is one of those commercials. And if that's not enough for you,
from KTEL.
That's right. It's one of those.
Available
it's,
now.
It's right. In fact, that's very good. Here's another little sample of, you know, this is a show tune, I believe. Yeah.
Let's vamoose, we're gals, people using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows.
Yeah, that's not bad. How about the classic, Don't Fence Me In?
Me land, what's a land and the starry skies above? Don't fence me in.
But the one that just made me I fell over laughing, and it's as he looks into the camera so seriously, you know, with that Jean-Luc Picard bald head of his.
Right.
He's singing Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yippee-yay.
I am glad you're happy that this makes you laugh. I actually find him to be one of the finest singers of these songs I've ever heard.
But it's the idea that you got this
rich,
guy who speaks with
voice.
With an English accent,
right?
Who is known iconically as Captain Jean-Luc Picard,
sure,
dressed up in a cowboy shirt singing cowboy songs. You don't expect it to come from him.
I got to see him. I'll check out the video because just by hearing his voice, he's actually. I mean that is a impressive. Usually you hear these
FBIO.
Right, there you go. You usually hear these cowboy singers, you know, and they all, I mean, I'm sorry, Gene Autry, great guy and everything, but his voice was thin as a reed.
Yeah.
I mean, these cowboy singers often sounded like they were, you know, just little dweeby horse riders.
He's married to he's 70 some odd years old.
Yeah.
And he's married to a 37-year-old woman.
He's got some serious game, Patrick Stewart does.
And he actually does on this album a duet with his wife.
Oh.
So here's a little bit of
Betty
that.
Betty does. Yeah.
I'm an old cowhand.
Hey now.
From the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And I go to town just to hear a band.
Here comes Patrick Stewart steps in.
Do you know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big
I think this is terrific.
Where the dogs go? Where'd you learn?
I'll tell you what. If I get to be 73 years old, God willing, and I've got some kind of career in such a way that I can just, you know, sort of do something as a hobby, you betcha I'll do that. Oh, you're acting like a Brit can't be a cowboy.
Well, they're not known for their cowboy singing.
So, what, you got to be born in Texas to be a cowboy?
Yeah, pretty much.
John Wayne was born in Iowa.
Well,
eat your words, sir.
Are you telling me
John Wayne wasn't a legitimate cowboy? Is that what you're saying, Brian Wilson?
He wore out a set of
look at
him.
Forget it. You know. And he lived in California.
Yeah, well, it's still funny.
It's
7:50.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lyftdc.com today. Terms apply.
7:53, the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA is now. We had our Brexit disaster at the beginning of the week. Then Wall Street bounces back. Now we got a holiday weekend. What's going to happen with your money today? Only Susan Lee knows.
Hi, good morning to you. Well, I'll tell you that right now, from what I see, stocks might be falling on Wall Street when the open takes place. But the Dow, the S&P 500, ending the first half of the year higher. And since 1950, when that's happened, you know, stocks ending the year higher about 75% of the time. So it is getaway day on Wall Street for you. Yes, 4th of July, traders will join everyone else and probably try to leave work as early as they can to get ready for those backyard barbecues and July 4th fireworks. A record 36 million people will be hitting the roads, driving 50 miles or more from home, and demand for gasoline could top 10 million barrels, which is also a record. Automakers are rolling out their June sales figures later on. Another 5% increase is expected. And one company that might be rethinking self-driving cars, a driver of a Tesla Model S was killed in a collision with a truck while the car was in self-driving mode. Safety officials are looking into it. Tesla's stock will fall today. And chipmaker Micron Technology is cutting 2,400 jobs to try to save money. Profits fell because fewer people are buying computers and smartphones, which means fewer of its chips are being bought. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I'm so excited to say we have lanes open, 66. It's been several hours. Crews have been dealing with this downed tree, these large limbs. 66 eastbound, before you get to the Roslyn Tunnel after 29 Lee Highway, everything confined to the right shoulder. But there is a lot to check out. We have a lot of work crews that'll still be there for a while to take care of that, but you can get through. Heading inbound over the Key Bridge and into Georgetown, we're hung up. The crash is on Canal Road. So if you're coming off of the Key Bridge and make that left-hand turn to get onto Canal Road past the Whitehurst Freeway near the Exxon station, that's where crews are directing you around the crash. And on the George Washington Parkway, just north of the 14th Street Bridge, northbound side for the broken down. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't have to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a quiet start to this Friday, strong thunderstorms may develop this afternoon. The high today up to 86. Rain ends tonight with a low of 68. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:57.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I visited the factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, which means you're saving yourself money and a lot of headaches along the way. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is taking 25% off the cost of every window for appointments made for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. 3 days only. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the year, but you need to make appointments for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday to get the additional 25% off each window. Hurry. These holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home. Sweet
Thompson Creek.
The Novec team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novec team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novec, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Brett Baer from your Fox News channel at 8:35.
Yes, we will. And Tom Bergeron from Dancing with the Stars will join us. He's hosting the Capitol 4th, and I think he's got an idea about one of us being on the next Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, really?
We'll talk to him.